That is, not in the back of your mind, but in the front of your mind. Be getting into the second coming verses. Does all this sound like a brainwashing? In a way. Doesn't it? Why am I telling you to consciously go over this? It does have a sort of a brainwashing element to it. And the reason for that, it's good for you to hear these things by way of reminder. But another thing, to consciously go over things and to keep it in the forefront of your mind, we tend to forget. We tend to take things for granted, don't we? Did Jesus do this same thing? Going over things. Didn't he say to his disciples, "To you it has been granted to know the secrets of the kingdom of heaven," and yet he had to explain it to them. Didn't he? If it was granted to know the secrets of the kingdom of heaven, why did he have to explain things to them? Well, because of our weaknesses, humanly. To us is given this opportunity, but you still have to take advantage of it. You still have to use it. The heart of the Christian faith is the resurrection. That Jesus is going to raise us from the dead, the way he himself was raised from the dead. That's the whole thrust. I am the resurrection and the life. Everything about you wants to live, humanly speaking. And death is the thing that everyone is in bondage to, the fear of death all their life until they get saved and set free. It's not that you don't die in the flesh, but that Jesus raises you to life at the first resurrection. Blessed is he who takes part in the first resurrection. That first resurrection and the second coming are identically one and the same, aren't they? Well, they are. They're identically one and the same. Again in Thessalonians, where the second coming is described, where the Lord will descend with a trumpet, the dead in Christ shall be raised first. Blessed are those henceforth who die in the Lord. Those who are faithful to the end, he who endures to the end will be saved. And those who are faithful and who fall asleep in the Lord, that's why the martyrs weren't afraid of physical death at all. And they could fall asleep in the Lord, being convinced, as Paul was, he knew in whom he'd believed, convinced and holding their faith to the end that Jesus would raise them from the dead. The first resurrection is when Jesus comes back and first raises the dead in Christ, and we who are left alive shall be caught up to meet him in the air, and so shall we always be with the Lord. Do you all remember that? Traditionally, all the way through history, the resurrection has been the hope of the Christian. Doesn't that ring a bell to you? In that we now see the day approaching. Don't we see the day approaching? Do you remember the phrase that Jesus said, "All the more as you see the day approaching"? Are we deceiving ourselves when we say that we see the day approaching? Much more so than Christians of any previous generation. If nothing else, there's the verse that says salvation is closer to us now than when we first believed. If nothing else, obviously we're closer to Jesus' second coming than people were 5, 10, 100, or 1,000 years ago. We're just that much closer to it. But even more so, the signs that we see today corresponding to the signs of the end, aren't those signs first really being apparent today with all of history being included in it? Can't we now, in the hindsight of history, and the understanding of scriptures, which has been sealed up till the end days, until now, don't we now see all those churches in Revelation and how they fit the various stages of history? And how there's no conclusion other than that we're in the last one now, the Church of Laodicea. We're in that period now. And of course, there's the Israel being a nation again and able to do things. Well, we do see the day approaching all the more. So because that is true, since the first resurrection and the second coming are one and the same events, do you all understand that? We might just as well talk of the second coming, and that our hope is in the second coming, which equals the first resurrection. How many of you knew that before? How many of you don't understand it now? Well, very few. You talk to your fellowship leaders about it, and they'll show you the passages and go over it with you. There is, the flesh wants to think that you won't have to die physically.